are listening to the Freeform Rock Podcast with Mark Alden Taylor.
Hello, kiddies, and welcome to the Freeform Rock Podcast. With always, Mr.
Meow.
Lee Meow Gershman.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. You been meowing at your curtains again?
No, they've been doing that at me, Al.
So when you get really drunk, you think they're talking to you?
No, I know they're talking to me when I'm drunk.
Are you like petting the curtains? Good kitty curtain. Good kitty curtain.
only at night when everyone's asleep.
Well, you're the only one in your house.
But you never know who's peeping behind the air vent.
So you got your vodka today?
I got some vodka today.
I want to send you some good vodka, just to see if you like it.
Oh, what's, well, if you tell me the name of it or some, that might be good.
Grey Goose.
Oh, okay, I've heard of Grey Goose. They're from California, right?
I don't know.
I think they started in California.
Tito's handmade vodka is good too.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially if Tito makes it. Yes. You know, he goes around the back and says, "Excuse me, sir, I'm going to make some fresh vodka for you.
Please look out.
Yeah. Please look out. And if a guy wearing a blue badge comes, make sure that it's a badge for the Playboy Mansion and not a police officer."
I think Playboy went out of business.
Oh, I think probably so.
Well, I don't know because what's that?
Maybe.
Suzanne Summers wants to pose for Playboy again for her like 60th, 70th birthday or something.
Huh.
I'm like going, she still looks good, but.
That's cool. I had the issue that had her original one.
You notice like the old 70s one, they have tan lines. You could see it's all white under boobs. And
I think I remember stuff like that, yeah.
But I like 70s and 80s Bush, so that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at a shaved, you know, it looks like all like you're a pedophile
like,
or something.
Well, I like to make it look like, is that real or was there something cut off? You know, I mean, that I don't like.
That's funny. So, how was your weekly? I know we did a podcast yesterday for the Danger Zone podcast with Devin. I can't remember his last name, but Danger
Duncan.
Zone podcast. Check it out, man. We just did Trouble by Whitesnake on his podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was.
I think he just sat back there and listened to us argue.
Well, I was kind of out there, and I didn't mean it to be an argument, but I you know, felt like I just needed to say something, and I kept talking and talking.
But it was funny because he knows the key words to get you angry.
Well, that's one thing I don't like.
You know, Lee, we like to turn you on in an angry way.
Oh.
Because your personality comes out better. We like you yelling, you know?
Oh, boy.
It's like last night I was getting you yelling at me on Facebook.
Oh, you mean at that point I was like, doesn't he know when to shut up? And apparently you don't.
I did. I stopped before you even said something.
Yeah, well, I still, well.
You know, if you keep commenting, I'm going to keep putting things on there.
I know.
You asked a question, which is better, Fairpoint Convention or Bon Jovi? And of course Fairport. Of course I'm going to give you freaking Bon Jovi.
Well, no, I did that because I wanted you to know that other people like Fairport.
Only one person said they liked it, and that was Johnny Vogan because he hates Bon Jovi. I don't even think he's heard one lick of them. And another
Well,
person put up a John gift. So it's 2-1.
damn it.
I like the one where he's waving on the Letterman show at you. He's like, "Hey."
Yeah, I don't like that.
Right, man. I'm sorry, Lee. So your week was pretty good?
Okay. You're a sorry individual, but anyway, I'm getting a little buzzed, so I don't know if I'm doing good, but I'm at least able to talk.
You're always good, dude. You're the best co-host ever.
Thank you.
Even if I had Chris Sinzak or Ralph Vieira, you're my favorite because you're different. You give me shit that I can listen to that I don't know about.
Plus, I'm a guy who doesn't just say, "Oh, I agree. That is their best album. Maybe one bass note was wrong, but I don't want to criticize people. I am a fan. I don't do that."
No, Chris and Ralph criticize people.
I'm no, you're, no. They're exceptions to the rule. But
Yeah.
what I'm saying is there are podcasters who
We're just
the
like
only way
balls.
to that the only way to get them to talk at all, other than, "Oh, this is a great album. I love this song. I will always love this song. This is my very favorite group. I can listen to them all the time. I drink them in my coffee." You know, I don't.
Drink them in the coffee.
Yeah, I all that shit. I
You
mean, it's
should.
like I have to be a little bit, "Hey, buddy, why don't you say something else?" You
It's
know?
but it's funny. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there that just do their favorite groups and freaking say, "I'm licking these guys' balls. Maybe I'll get them on the show." It's like, "Come here, Gene Simmons. Let me lick your undercarriage here, baby. You know,
Yeah.
hey, Paul. I know you're a sensitive bitch, but I'm gonna lick your balls so I could get to talk to you." That's why they don't go on Eddie Trunk because everybody hates Eddie Trunk. But Eddie Trunk says he does not like the new Kiss. He checked out when they went with the people wearing Aces and Peter's makeup. So
Yep.
he gives it like a truth, but they get on him because he licks Ace Frehley's balls. You know they're friends. The fucker signed him to a record deal,
Yeah.
and they're friends. You know, of course he's gonna lick his balls because he's his friend. That's different.
Well, I mean, he also mentions a few songs here and there that he doesn't necessarily like of Ace. So, you know, he's a little more truthful.
Yeah, he's a little bit more
But yeah.
truthful, and people hate him because he thinks, "Well, I interview all." He just says, "Hey, I got an interview with this person." He just says he interviews. He invites you out for free when the COVID was in here to the whiskey once a month to sit there and watch him interview Slash and people like that. You know, he doesn't charge you
Yeah.
for it. You know, and he's very good to the fans. I saw him at a concert, and he was very nice to us.
That's
So,
cool.
yeah, when I saw Great White and the Bullet Boys, man, that was awesome, man.
Wow, man.
I
That's
love
cool.
Jack Russell, man. All right, man. So my week has been pretty cool. I've just been sitting here being lazy, wondering if the government's gonna extend our unemployment. If not, I'm gonna have to cut back on a lot of shit, and wife is gonna have to pay some of the bills because I'm gonna be cut back to 326 a week when I was making like
Man.
700 a week at my regular job.
Oh,
So
shit.
if they give me at least a 200 extension, I'll be making what I made before. So that'd be fine. So we got to see what's happening. But I'm a
Yeah.
Republican, but those Republican assholes are being dicks right now. So I'm just saying, fucking get together with the Democrats and make a fucking deal. Stop holding it back to next week. The fucking shit expires. This is the last Saturday I could claim that 600. So they need to fucking do something, or we're gonna go down to regular unemployment. And my job ain't coming back soon. Because fucking
Yeah.
California's closed down again. Fucking COVID.
I
Alright,
hear you.
there's my rant on COVID. Alright. At least Trump is finally saying wear a mask. I'm happy. I'm finally happy he's doing that. You know. But I like Trump. And that's about it, I'm going to tell you. And I know you don't. Okay.
I don't dislike him.
All right. Well, we're doing the album by Bryan Ferry today that you picked called In Your Mind. Now, I know Bryan Ferry. I know him from like his solo Slave to Love or Roxy Music, but I've never heard this album. I've never dove into one of his solo albums. I've only listened to songs like Roxy Music or individual songs. I don't really listen to him. I don't have any of him on my iTunes when I used to steal music. I never thought the nerd. I got Bauhaus. I like Bauhaus, but I never got him. So Lee, why did you pick this record?
Well, for me, I got a whole, like, I had a lot of Roxy Music, and for me, I think that it was kind of like I had a lot of the regular albums, and then I got stuff by Bryan Ferry, and then I found that it was cool music. And this was during a time in which I was sort of, well, I don't want to get into it too much, but everyone probably in their life has a period when they feel like total shit, and that the days are filled with despair and all that. And I went through that phase, and at least music like his music and Roxy Music, it at least had an interesting and cool element to it that sort of allowed me to get out of my funk. And he had two or so solo albums before this, which were mostly or all cover tunes. And then I finally decided that this one would be good because it was an album that I had in my collection, and it's an album that not many people hear. And I figured that, this was during the time like when he was still really in Roxy Music and he wasn't like doing like a solo career. This was more like a side project, but I thought it would be a cool album to do.
Cool. I could hear your fan in the background, but it's not as bad as yesterday.
All right.
All right, man. Like I said, I don't know much of Bryan Ferry, so I was interested in listening to this album because I do like Slave to Love and I like some of his stuff in Roxy Music. So this album, like everybody does, they tell you at the end of the album what it does. We always tell you in the beginning. This was released February 1st, 1977, recorded in Air Studios London. It's rock pop. The length is 36 minutes and 5 seconds. And also, let's see what Wikipedia has to say. In Your Mind is the fourth studio album by Bryan Ferry, the lead vocalist for Roxy Music. It was the first solo album of all original songs, as Ferry's first solo all original LP released after Roxy Music went on a 4-year hiatus is supported by an extensive tour. So let's get into the tracks, shall we? And all these songs are written by Bryan Ferry except one song, which is track number 7, and we'll tell you about that when we get to it. And then we got the first track. This is Tomorrow. What'd you think about this one, Lee?
This one is it's a good way to open up the album. It's a little bit to me slightly 50s style with the melodies like ooh doo doo wop doo 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 doo, a little tiny bit like that. And but it's still a pretty good rocker that sounds a little bit, not a hell of a lot, but a little bit like his stuff in Roxy Music.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool slide and organ to start the song, and then the drums kick in. I really love the flow of this song. Good vocals. Song has a hard edge to it. It's with some killer riffs, a toe tapper, and the solo is really good on this track. I like this song, Lee. Really cool.
Right on.
Because we agree on everything.
Yep. And we'll continue to if you know what's good.
I know. Lee's going to come to California and spank me in my bum.
Oh, well, if you've got a bum, I'd like to meet him too.
All right, and then we get to the next track, All Night Operator, which you picked. So here's All Night Operator by Brian Ferry on the Freeform Rock Podcast.
Can't you hear me talking to you? I'm calling you one more time. All night operator, tell me a better line. Can't you hear me talking to you? The telephones make you cry. I try to write letters, only my pen runs dry. Though my words sound so
Operator by Brian Ferry. Why'd you pick that track, Lee?
That one is maybe the one that I like the best. It sounds a little bit like kind of middle period Roxy music, like not from the late 70s, but maybe the mid 70s. And it's a really good song. I could see them doing it.
Yeah, it's a cool song, good groove. Love the sax and a bouncy. This is a bouncy song, and his vocals get kind of weird, but it works. I like it.
Yeah.
He gets kind of a weird tone going in the song.
He sometimes in some of his other songs, you'll hear even weirder tones.
And then we get to the next track, which is One Kiss that you pick. So here's One Kiss on the Freeform Rock Podcast.
Now's the moment, here is the place, soon's the time. saying for time without words, something to give up.
That was One Kiss by Brian Ferry. Why'd you pick that track, Lee?
Oh, that one is like a good 50s style doo-wop, kind of like if you think of the movie Grease, and it's sort of like reminiscent of the 50s, and it's a cool pop song, and I really dig it because it's a little bit different than the rest of the album. It's a little more like maybe some Fabian would do, or you know, like Frankie Avalon. But it's
cool. I
know
those people.
Yeah. Thank you, because I didn't want to have to explain.
Well, if people don't know who Fabian and Frankie Avalon is, I think they need to go back to rock class.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a cool track. I like the piano in the start the song. Kind of sounds like a Lennon song, John Lennon. If you guys don't know who John Lennon is, I don't have to explain that to you, do I?
Please don't.
Song flows really well, and it's a good song.
Right on.
It sounded like Lennon, you know, kind of Lennon-esque.
You know, the way I can see that.
Yeah, and then we get to the next track, which is Love Me Madly Again. What'd you think about this one? This is a long song, too. I was like, dang.
Yeah. This one I would have picked, except the last few minutes kind of went on a little too long for me. Like, I thought, okay, after about the 4.5 minute mark, it could have faded out, but instead it continues on and on and on and on. Which was good for the disco age. Like, if you're in a discotheque, they wanted songs that were a little bit long, so then that way people could be dancing. But if I'm not in a discotheque, if I'm in my room listening to it, I get a feeling like it went on just a couple of minutes too long. But the regular song itself is really good. It's really good rocker. It has a really good edge to it. And it's better than some of the Roxy Music stuff that came out at that time.
Okay, so you don't sit in your room and dance by yourself?
Well, I don't have my dog anymore, so no, I don't.
Yeah, I like to, like, my dogs like my voice, dude. I sit there and sing, and they, like, get all happy and wag their tail. I don't understand.
Did you ever dance in the mirror and to jump? And then pretend you were David Lee Roth, and then the dog comes and dances with you?
No.
Well, you should try it, because I did it, and it's fun.
All right. And then we get to the next track, Tokyo Joe, which you picked also. So here's Tokyo Joe on the Freeform Rock Podcast. Okay, I got caught up in the review. I forgot to review that last song. So I love the riff in the beginning, and this song has a lot of rhythm. Solo is awesome. Like the song. We'll need more listens to this album so far because I like it. I think it'll stick with me. So now here's Tokyo Joe. So why did you pick Tokyo Joe, Lee?
That one is probably the closest to the early 80s, late 70s period of Roxy music when they reformed and did a more well they had a different kind of a sound when they got back together. They had a little more of a weird it sounded kind of like this but a little weirder, but this song has a good vibe that makes me think it could have been done by Roxy Music, and it's one of my favorites on the album.
I thought you liked it because Bananarama did a cover.
I didn't know they did.
Yeah, they did Tokyo Joe as a B-side of one of two 7-inch singles on The Love Comes in 2009.
Wow, I never even heard that.
You're going to probably go find it, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, Tokyo Joe. The beginning lyrics I love. My girl Friday, she's no square. She's like lotus blossom in her hair. Bebop records and something new. Sometimes borrowed, but she's never blue. I like those lyrics. They're freaking awesome. They just like flow. This is a freaking cool track, man. It's got killer rhythm, killer lyrics. I love this song, and I want to hear the Bananarama song because I really like Bananarama too. I have a couple of vinyls by them. And when I was a kid, dude, I was in love with the blonde in that band.
you mean Sarah Dolan, the one with the long hair?
Oh, the blonde, the long blonde hair. Oh, gosh, she's hot.
I also liked, I liked Karen Woodward, the brunette, but I also later I also liked the one with the slightly shorter hair that became longer.
I liked them all, especially when they all got long hair. I was like,
yeah,
I don't like short hair on women. It's not my thing.
Siobhan Fahey said the reason why she had a punk rock hairdo for a while and had her hair shorter was because Sarah had burned her hair, like had some weird situation where she had a match and her hair caught on fire, so she had to do something to save it.
We should do a Bananarama album one time. I love that band.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get to the next song, Party Doll. What do you think about this one?
This one is okay. This one is pretty good. It's sort of like a 50s style sound to it, but with a slightly more updated edge. And so I do like it. It's not my very favorite on the album, but I do like it enough.
I think we agree on this song. I think it's killer filler, and it has good rhythm.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I don't think it goes with the album as much, but it's not a bad song. So you can't right down on it. And then we get to Def Leppard, Rock of Ages. No, Brian Ferry, Rock of Ages. What do you think of this track?
It's okay. It's kind of gospel-ish. But this is where the album kind of gets a little weaker for me. Like, this song sounds a little more simple. Like, it doesn't quite sound as great as the other songs.
Well, I agree with you. It's got a, but I love the R&B. I love the gospel feel. I love it when a gospel comes into a rock song. I like the gospel music. I think it's cool. I like Elvis when he did gospel. Cool atmospheric beginning. This song is hoppy and really like old R&B. I like it.
Cool.
And then we get to the last track. This is a short album, Lee.
Yep.
But it has some pretty long songs on it. This is 5 minutes and 18 seconds, and the other song we do is 7 minutes and 26 seconds. So In Your Mind, the title track, what do you think about this one?
This one is also a little bit simple. And I find that of all the songs on the album, this is the one that I like the least. It sort of just has a basic sound to it. It sounds like, well, it can be forgiven if people want to kick back and only listen to the whole album without having to get up and move the needle. But of all the songs, it's not horrible, but I don't really like it that much.
Well, I think it sounds like the Beatles, like Beatlesque. Really cool song. I like it. It's not the best song on the album, but I think it's really cool. It's not bad. It's not like you want to skip it, right? You'll still listen to it.
So, yeah, it's like you don't want to skip it.
You do. Do you want to skip
it?
Okay, well, that's good. It's the last song on the album. You could just go to track 6 and then stop at 7 and 8.
Unless I pass out.
You should pass out. How often does that happen, Lee?
It happens sometimes a little too much.
I know. So why don't you just like go to 3 drinks a day? You'd be fine.
You mean 3 bottles? Okay.
Oh, 3 bottles. Shit. I didn't know you drank that much. I don't know.
No, but I will now. Thanks.
All right. There's so many musicians on this album, and I'm not going to say all their names.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say Brian Ferry was vocal and keyboards. Chris Spreading was guitar. Nick Mazanera was guitar. Neil Hubbard guitar, whatever. It gets too much. John Wetton? Is that the Wetton that we know?
Yep.
Bass guitar? Shoot.
Uh-huh.
He was from Asia, in case you don't know. And he's also in another band before Asia. So.
Yeah.
I like John
Wetton. And that band was called The Other Band Before Asia.
The Other Band. Yeah, John Wetton. Rest in peace, my brother. Miss you, man. The heat of the moment and smiles at your eyes, man. You made some killer tracks on Asia. We should do an Asia album. I love Asia. You don't. Would you rather do that or Bon Jovi?
Oh, Asia.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're not welcome.
All right, man. So that was Bryan Ferry's album, In the Mind, from 1977. And as always, we have our tracks of the week, which you picked a band called Skyhooks. Ego is not a dirty word. Now, is this a Canadian band?
Australian.
Australian. That's why they have a huge audience in some of their live videos I was watching, and they know the lyrics.
Huh. Yeah,
Because
because
I did watch other songs by them because I liked it.
oh yeah, I had the album.
Yeah, because Australia doesn't really hit big here unless you're INXS or the Divinyls or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool song, and I was listening to another song, and there was a live track, and the audience was singing the chorus. So I know they're
Yeah.
pretty. I either thought they were Canada because we don't know them here that much. So it's a
Yeah.
pretty cool track, man. I liked it.
Yeah. You can sometimes, if you look hard, you can find their album in the used record bin in your record store.
Well, if we could go to record stores right now, we can't go to fucking record stores right now.
Yeah, okay, well then, back in the day, you could have gotten this album.
Maybe on Discogs, so you go on Discogs and put in the album, you might find it.
Yeah.
That's where I got my Oingo Boingo record this week. Yeah. I was so happy getting that one. I remember this Oingo Boingo cost me, what, $21 used, right? When
Yeah.
in the 80s and 90s, when I used to go to used record stores, I picked up these same Oingo Boingo records for 99 cents to a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And now that they're so rare that they're freaking expensive.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. I had to pay $21 for a record I paid 99 cents for back in the day.
Yeah.
It
Well,
sounds.
I found a copy of an old anthology that I was in. It's about 400 and something pages, and I had some poems and a story and some else that I wrote that was in it. And I had it back in the day, back in like 2001, but I didn't have it anymore. And I just looked, and they had a copy for sale. And I looked, and one copy that I found, it said it was like 500 and something dollars. I'm like, I'm not going to pay that. But then the other one that I saw was about $25. I went, okay, I'll pay that. That was the original price back then. So, if you see some and it says it's on, it's for $500, chances are you might want to look to see if there's a cheaper version.
I always do. You know
Yeah.
the album by Van Halen, For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge? That shit goes for over $200 right now. I'm waiting for them to re-release that.
They put that album out for the people who are stupid enough to buy it. They figured if they're stupid enough to buy it, they'll buy it for that much.
That's one of my favorite Van Hagar albums. I need it on vinyl. So if you guys know
Well,
where to
then
get
you
it on.
better buy it on for $200, baby,
Oh,
if you want it.
fuck no. I know they're eventually gonna re-release them remastered. It's gonna happen.
It's only going to be $199. That's better, right?
No. I could buy a million albums for
Ah,
that. And then I get to my track
boy.
of the week, which is a new band called Smackbound. Drive It
Yeah.
Like You Stole It. And that chick is hot.
Yeah, she is.
Nita Loraine?
Something
Nita
like
Loraine.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's really good. She's an opera-trained singer who's singing metal. Frickin' awesome. I
Yeah.
love it. Reminds me of like a female version of Jeff Tate.
Yeah.
I
I'd go and see them because
would
I'd want to
too.
get a selfie
Oh, I would too. Man, she's got nice
with her.
boobs. But her voice is amazing. I love it. I don't really like that many female-fronted groups except for Pat Benatar and Heart and Bananarama. But I fucking love her. Fucking great.
Yeah.
And then we get to your track of the week, which is Glass of Time. Lee, this is a fucking great track from 2017.
Oh,
I
thank you.
loved
Thank
your
you.
keyboards, your little background keyboards, and the lyrics are freaking awesome.
Yeah, George Sterling was the poet who did that, and that's, so I was singing his words.
Oh, so it wasn't your words.
No.
But you do write killer lyrics, though. That was a
Yeah.
great song, Lee. I liked it. I
Thank you.
enjoyed it. And
But
so.
his stuff was around maybe 1917. So his words were approximately about 100 years before I wrote my tune.
Yeah, so we got our tracks of the week with Skyhooks, Ego Is Not a Dirty Word, Smackbound, Drive It Like You Stole It from the new album 2020, and of course, Lee's track of the week, Glass of Time, which was written by someone else. And
The music was written by me.
yeah, the music is awesome, though. I love the music. I love your keyboards, dude.
Okay.
Like I always tell you, you should be in a band.
I like to yell, but thank you.
Yeah, you like to yell. Bon Jovi!
Hey!
Fairport conversion
Hey,
convention
fair,
sucks.
fair port, fair
I said
port.
port. I
Shut
said.
up.
All right. Until next week, say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, all.
Time to
You have just listened to the Freeform Rock Podcast. All music played on the Freeform Rock Podcast belongs to its owner. If you like it, go out and buy it. Get your music on Amazon, iTunes, or at your local record store. Support what you love. Support the artists by seeing them live. Purchase their music. The Freeform Rock Podcast is not affiliated with any of the artists or music that we play. Thank you for listening to the Freeform Rock Podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Until next time, stay free and rock on.